Zach, this is dictating on Douglas Tripp. Tripp is TRIPP. T as in Thomas. TRIPP. Tripp. Date of birth is Douglas Tripp. DOUGLAS. Douglas Tripp. Date of birth is 11/4/63. Date of visit is 10/25/23. Please make a copy for Tina Gaskin, APRN. Next, next paragraph. Chief complaint is patient is here for surgical clearance. Lumbar disc surgery and history for COPD. Next paragraph is permanent illness. This is a a 59-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking, as well as history for obstructive sleep apnea, has been experiencing severe back pain, which has been progressive over the past 1 year. The patient has had intermittent lower back pain for over 20 years, and his pain is now extending down from the left posterior thigh to the calf muscles and toes, which is worsened by ambulation. He was seen by neurosurgery, and has been found to have a significant disc bulge with central protrusion at L3-L4 and facet arthropathy. Found to have multi-level degenerative changes in the spine, most pronounced at L4-L5. He was advised surgical intervention to correct the defect and treat the lumbar radiculopathy. The patient also has had a history of smoking for over 40 years and has sleep apnea, but is presently not using a CPAP setup. He denies significant shortness of breath except for the exertion and denies cough or wheezing or chest pains. The next paragraph. The patient has also gained some weight and he has no leg swelling, Next paragraph, past history. Patient past history has included history of hypertension and history for hyperlipidemia and mild diabetes. Treated with diet. He also has hypothyroidism and history for coronary artery disease with stenting. He has had bilateral hip replacement surgery. Next paragraph, habits. Patient smoked half to one pack per day for 40 years. Alcohol use moderate. Works as a cook. Next, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, family history. Mother had a history of Alzheimer's. Has a history of Alzheimer's. Father is in fair health. Next, review assistants. Patient has no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma. No urinary frequency of burning. He has shortness of breath and denies cough or wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no urinary symptoms or flank pains. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. Complaints of joint pains and leg pains with sciatica and neuropathy. He has no seizures, headaches, but has numbness of the extremity and denies bruising or enlarged glands, no depression. Next physical, next medalist, Synthroid 150 micrograms daily, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams BID, HCTZ 25 milligrams a day, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, and lisinopril 20 milligrams a day, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This is a middle-aged, obese white male who is alert, no acute distress. His blood pressure is 120/75, pulse is 96, rest patients 20, temps 97.5, weight is 209, saturation 98. HEND and non-sphalic pupils react in equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional wheeze in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart sounds regular, also known as S2, no S3 gallop. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus. Cranial nerves, grossly intact. The patient has trouble ambulating. Due to severe pain in the left lower extremity. It does have some tenderness in the lumbar spine area. Next paragraph, impression number one. Lumbar disc disease with chronic radiculopathy. Lumbar radiculopathy. Number two is probable COPD. And number three is obstructive sleep apnea. Number four is hypertension. Number five is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest and also get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, and a complete metabolic profile. He will use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TID, PRN, and a follow-up visit will be arranged after the PFTs and the CT chest are done. Prior to clearance for his lumbar surgery, we will see him again in approximately 3 weeks and make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tina Gaskin, APRN, Tina, T-I-N-A, Gaskin, G-A-S-K-I-N, APRN. This is